The many voices of a new coalition launched today, United to End Homeless, on the steps of City Hall. What they want is to hold mayoral and city council candidates accountable. The coalition brings together over 100 city groups that, because of the continual cuts to city agencies and their programs during the Bloomberg administration and the lack of adequate housing, job program or social services, most of these groups are now supplementing the gaps in funding, like Partnership for the Homeless, Legal Services, NYPIRG, Voices of Women Organizing Project, the Good Shepherd Services, and Food First Family Project. Stefan Russo is from the Goddard Riverside, which is an outreach stabilizing housing program, and said he, like many other organizations, have been on the front lines for the past four decades of trying to end homelessness.
I wish we didn't have to have this rally. Why? Because I wish we lived in a world where no one went without a home, where every one of our neighbors had a safe and affordable roof over his or her head. Now, let me just give you a little bit of history. So when the right to shelter in New York City was established in the early 1980s, our hope was that this right would translate into the realization that every one of our citizens would have access to food, clothing, and a place to live. We never, many years ago, envisioned the creation of an entrenched shelter system. Yet here we are, nearly 40 years later, and still, every night in New York City, as was said before, nearly 60,000 people are in shelters without a place they can call home, and we are spending nearly $1 billion a year to perpetuate this system. Now, all of us know this is a thorny issue that's been really the bane of every city administration. But we're here today to let the next mayor know that once and for all, we need a commitment to stop the vicious cycle of homelessness. It's a cycle which churns our most vulnerable citizens through a maze of rules, regulations, and chronic despair.
The coalition is pushing a platform for the next administration. They want affordable housing, increased funding for organizations that prevent homelessness, and expanding housing assistance resources like local rent subsidies. They want guaranteed shelter without deterrent and bureaucratic barriers. They want to preserve affordable housing in New York's lowest income households and create an interagency of nonprofits, government, and homeless people. So what happens when you reach a certain age and then there's no more foster care, like what happened to Keith Hunter?
I'm a youth who grew up in foster care. Both in and out of foster care. I'm not currently in foster care anymore, but when I was in foster care, and now that I'm out, I've experienced homelessness thousands of times, more times than I could count. There's been dozens of times where I had to face just having nowhere to go. Just sleeping on the streets, sleeping, finding corners to sleep in, or walking around the streets because there's just nowhere safe. And every neighborhood I just happened to be in just happened to be a gang neighborhood. It was really hard. I can't even begin to speak about how many lives that homelessness has utterly destroyed. How many friends and family members that I've had, both in and out of foster care, that's just lives went down the drain because they just didn't have a chance to have a place to stay. Because they wasn't, as one of my other colleagues said, they wasn't homeless enough. Because they had at least one job or something, but they didn't have an honest place to stay. So I was homeless for a couple of years, and then with the good graces of God and help from a good caseworker and some friends, I was able to get into Jasper Hall with the Lantern Organization. That's the place I'm currently residing now. And in that place, I was actually given a chance to actually have a home, to actually have a place to stay, to actually have something that was actually mine instead of being something that nobody ever wanted, something that just happened to just flutter on the street because I was unfortunate enough to be born into a family that just didn't want me.
Or the Children for Administrative Services tell you to leave your abusive partner or they'll take your children away, like what happened to Nazima Ali, who became homeless with her three children in 2009.
I called the hotline. Actually, my abuser had, he called ACS on me, which they didn't find anything on me. They found him instead as the abuser. So they told me that I have to leave or they're going to take my kids away. So I left. And I called the hotline, and that's how I end up in the crisis shelter.
ACS, we're going to take your children away.
Yes, if I didn't leave him, if I didn't leave the home, they would have taken them.
And one of the problems I hear with leaving the aggressor is that oftentimes women don't earn a salary, don't have any money.
They don't. Is that your story? That is true, yes. I was unemployed. He didn't want me to get a job, so I was in the house with the kids all the time. So I had no friends. So yes, that is true. Most of them are unemployed when they do leave.
The coalition will be contacting city council and mayoral candidates for meetings going forward and looking to see which candidates are responsive to their concerns in this electoral season. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.